Welcome to Light in the Darkness with Father John Foster. Father Foster has been a priest in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for 55 years. Join him every week at this time to learn how the darkness of the sin of our world can be and is overpowered by the light of Christ.
Good morning, everyone, and here we are again, speaking to you from station WISP in the area of Doylestown, Trenton, and Philadelphia. In the United States, our Constitution is the guide which I will never abandon. That is a quotation by President George Washington in his letter to the Boston Selectmen on July 28, 1795. Oh, that we should be so fortunate to hear those words from our politicians today. Even more, government leaders would go to our Constitution just as our founding fathers remained faithful to their principles and their oaths of office. I fear that too many leaders have abandoned the Constitution. Even worse, the people who elect our leaders have forgotten what it means to be an American, therefore simultaneously causing the problem and making it worse. Polls indicate that a majority of Americans would reject the Constitution if it were to come up to a vote today. And national test scores have consistently shown for the last few generations that 3 out of 4 high school students, which now includes those who vote and serve the government today, lack basic knowledge of our nation's heritage and true liberty, which is really freedom under law. And that law basically, as our founding fathers knew, was the law of God. The Constitution does not say God must be eliminated, people should forget about church. No, the Constitution tells us that we must not have an established church. We must not have one religion as the religion of our nation. It is a freedom that is allowed to all who are here, and to try to do it otherwise is wrong. President Bill Clinton in 1996, during his State of the Union address, declared, and I quote, "The era of big government is over." And yet, 10 years later, the size and intrusiveness of government at all levels is government now spending $915 billion more than it did then. Even if we grant that 100% of the growth in defense-related spending is justified, in light of the war on terrorism, spending in 2005 was $687 billion more than it was in 1996. Something's wrong, and I dare say that what we need is for America to be mindful of what it stands for. But despite this, I'm still hopeful, and I have been since Ronald Reagan took office. How can I be so optimistic, you ask? I believe that despite the seemingly bad news the political arena seems to present, you and I have an unprecedented opportunity to rebuild the foundation of our great country. And in order to find that, we need to turn to God, not in any particular religion, but to the God who created us, who redeemed us, who sanctifies us, who is all wisdom, the God who is the light of the world, showing us the way to the truth and the true light, dispelling the darkness of hatred and sin, of error, of war. Yes, that is what we need. And if, as true followers of Christ, of the God in which we believe, then we're going to overcome all of the obstacles that we may have to face. Let us ask God to help us. That is our answer. That is the solution that we seek. But for some reason or other, we're not seeking it, and things are not going to get any better. Let us pray and ask God to help us and to give us what we need. We have within our reach right now the ability to correct the course of a powerful and lasting way that goes beyond a certain short-term political fix. God help us, and God will, if we turn to Him in loving faith. Thank you, and God bless you.
You have been listening to Light in the Darkness with Father John Foster. Father Foster has been a priest in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for 55 years. Join him every week at this time to learn how the darkness of the sin of our world can be and is overpowered by the light of Christ.